You're listening to Healthcare Now Radio. Stand by for This Just In, the latest in healthcare innovation and technology trends with your HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
For tuning in for this very special episode of This Just In on Atlanta Business Radio, as well as Healthcare Now Radio in the Business Radio X. I'm your host, Justin Barnes. In these half hour segments, I'll bring you the latest advancements in healthcare, strategy, innovation, and public policy. For this episode, my 175th episode, we have a great guest, Will Hall, CEO of Hip Nation Healthcare, that's working hard to disrupt healthcare and lower costs for millions of Americans. Welcome to the show, Will.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
I am glad to have you back. I've been tracking you guys now for over a year, and just love what you guys are doing, what you do every single day, and I want to find every way to assist you. That's why I'm glad to have you back in studio. I want to share the word. We were talking and speaking offline here a moment ago, and you just told me a great story. Yeah, I don't want to blow up everything, how costs are injected into healthcare, how every single employee, individual is just paying, you know, hundreds if not thousands of dollars just from commissions to brokers and all that. And again, I don't want to push too hard. I know there's a long story behind it, but I am just so happy that you're here. I'm happy that Hip Nation exists here in Georgia and you guys are expanding. So I look forward to diving into all of that. But before we do, because you have a really cool name.
Yep.
How did you come up with the name Hip Nation?
Well, we started out as Healthcare Impact Partners, and the idea was to partner with individuals and businesses to impact their healthcare, number one, and the cost over time, because we're getting less and less healthy as a country. And when you engineer the system the way Hip Nation has, people can get healthier, mm-hmm. and you dramatically decrease the cost. So Healthcare Impact Partners, really long name, became Hip Nation, and we definitely have a nationwide vision to make a change.
I love it. I mean, I think you guys, and I've been able to dive through some of the, you know, how you guys lower costs, increase quality, increase access, certainly a much level of care through your doctors, just through the more, you know, this time that they spend with patients. But, you know, from your perspective and what you guys discuss and speak about every single day, what are the fundamental differences that Hip Nation provides to change the trajectory of healthcare for a company?
Well, first thing, the first difference, it's just fundamental. It gives unfettered access to employees, 24/7 access to a primary care physician who knows them, who no longer becomes a coder or a biller for an insurance company, but is now about taking care of patients again. The physicians love it, and that is a fundamental change in the system. Patients with 24/7 access, there's no copay. They have a relationship with a physician who knows them, knows their family and social situation, cares about them, and really becomes a quarterback in the system. And that fundamental change produces healthier people, more engaged at work. They're not asking for time off from work, so they can be at work, working on the business, and those kind of things. And that fundamental change, the physicians love it as well. They just absolutely love it. A great story. A week ago, we were at an event, and the physician asked one of our Hip Nation primary care docs, he said, "Hey, do you like this?" And he said, "Oh my gosh, I cannot imagine ever practicing medicine differently. Mm-hmm. You know, I would go pour coffee before I'd go do anything else. This is the way to practice medicine." Right. You know, so you can imagine being a patient and getting to be cared for by a physician like that. Phenomenal.
Yeah. No, learning more about your model and how you guys practice and manage your care for patients. I think the number is for physicians, they go from having a panel of 3,000, 3,500. I used to work with primary care doctors who had 5,000, 5,500
right.
patients.
Right.
So going from that many patients down to what, 600?
Yeah, 600 or 700 patients. Yeah. So you're cutting that panel down by 60 or 70%. And now you're making about healthcare again and not about a physician wondering, does the insurance cover this? Do I have to get that pre-certed? Now it's just about healthcare. And when you disconnect healthcare from insurance, healthcare actually gets affordable and accessible. Can't get more accessible than 24/7 like Hip Nation does it.
Right.
So it really does. That changes the healthcare for a company for sure.
So talking about the insurance aspect, how does insurance fit into the Hip Nation healthcare model?
Well, we certainly believe in insurance. We all need insurance for the what ifs. But what we do is we just put insurance in its proper place in the system. Insurance has really inserted itself into every part of healthcare, from poison ivy to cancer and everything in between. And what we need is insurance in the right place. And it's for that less than 10% of healthcare. So what we do is rewire the entire system. You build a whole system of healthcare where insurance doesn't touch it, but it only touches where it needs to be. So then the cost of insurance comes down and the cost of healthcare comes down. The savings go to the employer and to the employees.
Yeah, no, that it's brilliant because we, you know, I've actually switched when I became self-employed about 4.5 and actually now 5 years ago, I had to go out there and I was paying for one of the, I guess you guys call them BUCAs, one of those,
Blue Cross, United, the big term. Cigna,
for the big major insurance players that are commonly known that do, you know, spend billions of dollars on marketing. That's how we all know who the BUCAs are.
Right.
But then I had to actually become a consumer and really go out there. I was self-employed. I had to look differently at healthcare. I didn't in the initial days, and I was spending, I don't know, $800 a month just for me and my healthy wife, $800 a month. And after, I don't even know, 9-10 months, I'm like, look back, I'm like, wait a second, I just spent almost $9,000 here. On just health, just of access to health care.
Yeah, you haven't even consumed
$9,000 of access to health care. And I said to my wife, I said, hey, we guys started thinking, I've spoke around the world on consumerism, but from a different perspective on the healthcare, health IT side.
Right.
Now I'm an insurance consumer, healthcare insurance consumer. And so I had to go out there and just really dive into my costs, my care. I thought I had good quality, but then after even speaking with you guys, they're like, Justin, you're having 7-minute appointments. And I'm like, you're right. I love my primary care doctor, but he's in and out of there. He is great, but he was in and out of there. And I just liked him as a person. I don't know that my care was good. And then I was actually using telemedicine through my insurance provider. Well, that was a debacle. I'm sorry.
Right.
But, you know, and I'm a big proponent of telemedicine and telehealth and virtual care. However, your model is what I support when I learned about it. I didn't know this years ago. And so then I looked at, wait a second, I just called – I talked to 3 different doctors over a month period because I was sick. I wasn't cured the first time. I was not properly diagnosed using my teledoc, quote-unquote, solution. That was a nightmare. And then I called back again, got a different doctor who gave me different drugs. That was a little bit better of an experience, but that still didn't work. Then I had to call my primary care doctor.
Right.
So I'm costing me extra money. That was actually $300 in visits and drugs.
Right.
And then I had to go see my primary care doctor again. I actually didn't get in to see him because he was too busy. I had to see a nurse in the office. I mean, that's a lot of money and out of my pocket, time, visits. It's just, and I was sick for over a month because I didn't have the right care strategy. I thought I had premium care. I did not. I was paying at that point, it was over $9,000 of paid in costs, and I had to rethink. And that's actually when, you know, I think the Lord had me find you guys.
Yeah.
But I was actually talking to Ross Mason in town, a great gentleman in Atlanta, and he mentioned you guys, and that's how I came across you guys. But, you know, that was just my personal journey of how I came across you and how I learned the importance of getting the right care strategy for me. I thought I had it before, but that's why I was so determined about doing this radio show even today, is we got to get the word out there.
Well, if you think about what you did, 1,000 people every day have to do that. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is you're working in a system with lots of Band-Aids. You know, telehealth becomes a Band-Aid because you can't get into your primary care physician.
Exactly.
And when you do, he has 7 minutes with you. Or you see the nurse that doesn't really know you.
Yeah.
And they're managing, you know.
I saw three people in a month that didn't know me.
Right. And so, you know, and you could have easily jumped to an urgent care. They're on every corner now. Mm-hmm. Same thing. So you have lots of just Band-Aids on the system. And so that's our goal, is to rewire the entire system beginning to end, and said if you built it around true health care and truly the patient's needs, how do you build that from the beginning? And you build it with world-class primary care, 24/7 access, who knows you. And that is how people get healthier long-term. Yeah. They limit specialist visits, are limited 50, 60, 70%, depending on the discipline.
Yeah.
So now you're less time off from work, less co-pays, all those kind of things. It just works. It works fantastic for consumers, and it brings consumerism back in. If I know that I can call my physician and I'm not having to figure out, well, do I have a copay for that? Do I need a referral for that? Does that have to be pre-certed? No, I just call my doctor. I have a healthcare issue. I call my doctor, and they're there for me.
Yeah, and you call, text. I mean, secure text. You guys have secure video. You can tell a, you know, you can do video chat with your doctor.
Right.
Your doctor, not a doctor, but your doctor.
Your doctor who knows you. Exactly.
You got it, and has your entire health record right in front of them, which is amazing. And I don't even. I will tell our urgent care story later if we have time. But I have a debacle story of a $350 bill from going to a quote unquote urgent care center near my house that was supposed to be a $100 visit.
Yep.
Turned out at $350, and if I didn't pay it, they're going to put it on my collections.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll challenge anybody to tell me about an urgent care center. But anyhow, and I went off. I started the show, and as everybody can hear, I have a lot of passion around this because I've been in healthcare for 25 years. I've been working very hard, even on Capitol Hill and in other areas, to bend the cost curve. And all we do is seem to work on the margins and the fringes of healthcare. But now, I, you know, with Hip Nation, you guys are directly going at lowering the costs. I mean, whether it's 30% to 40% for a business, or for me, you lowered it by 60%, 70%. My healthcare costs lowered on a monthly basis, an annual basis, 70% reduction. Premium care. I love Dr. Herrera, my doctor. I actually knew him 20 years ago. He was my doctor before we switched health plans many years ago at my company. So anyhow, again, a lot of passion for this for me personally. That's why I was excited to have you here today. But let's talk about, because this is where I started the show, because, you know, I try to, again, bend the cost curve or eke out costs. And then I started the show mentioning about these absurd commissions paid to brokers. And I love brokers, but they help you navigate. But when they're getting extremely wealthy off the system. So talk about, how does Hip Nation fit into the current insurance and broker model?
Well, we certainly believe that insurance needs to be there. It needs to be in its proper place.
For sure.
For folks who are listening, just think about your homeowner's insurance and your car insurance. You definitely want your homeowner's insurance for that what if, you know, fire and things like that. But you only want your homeowner's insurance in the proper place. You don't want to be talking with them about replacing a window or a door. If you do, you can't afford your homeowner's insurance.
Or a piece of paint on the window, in your windowsill or in
your
door frame. Yeah.
All of those things, same thing. We think car insurance is great. Put it in the right place, not for your oil change. So same thing with your health care. Have insurance for the proper place and then remove it from everything else. And when you do that, then you're going to produce lower insurance premiums and better health care. So you actually, a business owner can now have a strategy versus, you know, every year for a couple months out of the year, they fight this system that comes in and says, okay, you know, business owner, here's your four quotes. Here's the highest, here's the lowest. Here's the benefits. How do you want to pick this? And as business owners tell us, they're like, look, you know, I'm running my business. I'm not an expert in benefits.
Right.
But every year I have to make a decision kind of flying blind in that. And there's lots of different things behind the scenes that they don't really know about. But they choose something, open enrollment comes, and then inevitably they don't understand deductibles and access and all those kind of things. Because it is a complicated system that's very opaque. Yeah. No one can really see into it.
I believe it's created like that for a reason.
Yeah, it's you know, a lot of people benefit from that.
They do.
So part of what we want to do is just to pull that veil back, put the patient and the physician back in control so the consumer knows, I have to have a test. I know exactly what that test is going to cost before I go. Not, am I going to hear about it 6 months later, your urgent care story, another couple hundred bucks.
Yep.
Couple hundred bucks, you know, sometimes you're talking about thousands of dollars difference, you know, for folks. You know, they pay a $200 copay for that CT scan that becomes later a $3,000 bill.
That's right.
You know, it's a lot of money that comes back that people just don't understand the system.
Yep.
And so we try to rewire that and re-engineer it.
You know, to give even, you know, my personal experiences, I sometimes overshare with information, so I won't tell you what procedure I had, but I had a procedure. I had one of the BUCAs, one of the big name brand healthcare organizations, and I was paying $820 a month or so for that quote-unquote insurance. And then I went for a procedure, an outpatient procedure, because a more preventive maintenance. Doctor said, hey, you've had you know, some issues. Just go ahead and get this checked out. With Hip Nation, well, for my bill outside of Hip Nation with my other company, I paid over $4,000 for that procedure. Hip Nation was $1,200. That would have been the fee all in.
Right.
And my bills, no joke, still were rolling in 2 years later. After I left that plan, I was still getting bills in the mail. So it jumped at a little over $4,000 for that one procedure when your all-in cost. And now my all-in guest, because I'm a member, I'm a customer, would be $1,200.
Right.
And those examples, thousands of people every single day. And
everyone has a story.
Yeah.
Everyone has a story when you talk about talking about healthcare. They have a story where the system doesn't work. It's kind of unlike any other system. So
well,
it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, and my a family member, won't divulge who, left the, you know, not in the HipNation model, left the HipNation model, and not left, but went outside of it to seek care. And if she had stayed in the HipNation model, it would have been $250.
Right.
She mistakenly went out because she was, her own reason, $3,000 bill.
Right. Right.
So, and she's adjusting. I know you told me, I didn't have, I didn't listen to you. I didn't listen to you and went outside the network. And now is dealing with literally a $3,000 bill.
Yeah, but now you have an I told you story for all the holidays.
Those
for the
never
rest,
work, though.
The rest of your life.
Correct.
You know?
Oh, she knows, and I will never bring it up.
Yeah, actually, all you have to do is just wink across the table.
Exactly.
She'll know that you know.
She knows. Actually, Easter, she did bring me. A ice cream cup from my favorite ice cream from a store that's not even in Georgia, as kind
wow.
of as a thank you.
Well, thank you.
It's actually
yep.
kind of cool. So, let's talk a little bit about the benefit that a physician gets in the HipNation model. We touched on it a little bit earlier, but go
right.
through some of the benefits of why doctors are pouring into you to be able to practice in this network. And you don't accept them all. I mean, they've
right.
got to be a high tier doctor and
right.
you know, great ratings. But tell us about your model for them.
Well, I think first, think about med school, and these folks are deciding to go to medical school at great expense. You know, a lot of us are getting out of college in 4 or 5 years. They're choosing another 4 or 5 years, and then another 4 or 5 years of residency on top of that. They're choosing that, and so many, it's a calling to take great care of people. And then they get into a system and figure out it's not about patient care anymore. So what our physicians love is it becomes back about patient care.
Mm-hmm.
They're dropping their panels about 70%. Now they're able to, at a physician say, it's so great, I don't even wear a watch now.
Right.
Because I don't have to sit in front of a patient and think, okay, I got 7 or 8 minutes because I've got 5 more people waiting for me.
Yep.
You know, so you free up a physician.
I call those chop shops, basically.
There you go. The physicians have their own terms as well. But yeah. now you have a physician who's freed up to take care of people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand, you know, the physicians don't like the system that they're in either. Burnout rate is about 60 or 70% for physicians.
Yes, it is.
So they went to school to take care of people. They're caregivers at heart. And then they're just in this system that is kind of churn and burn. And so the physicians love they're back taking care of people again. They have a relationship with their patients. You know, folks ask us, you know, can I really call my doc at 3 a.m? And the docs say, look, you know, people only call me because they really need me. If folks call me at 3 a.m, it's because they have a medical emergency for them. And I had coffee with one of our docs the other day. He said, I love it. I love taking care of these folks. They're, you know, passionate about their health, passionate about healthcare in this model. And he said, look, I only get calls when people really need to talk to me. You know, so the physicians actually, they absolutely love it.
Yeah,
it's about healthcare again.
Exactly.
And not about, as one of our docs said, not about being a coding and a billing instrument for an insurance company.
That's exactly right. Because, I mean, in detail, they're going, I mean, today, they're going from an average 7-minute appointment with their traditional primary care doctor, but inside the HipNation network, minimum 30 minutes, but it's like a 60-minute to 90-minute, 2-hour appointment, depending
right.
on how much time the patient has and how much time, you know, the physician you need to spend.
Right.
I mean, I went for my very first physical. It was 90 minutes, but I had, you know, I knew it was going to be that much
right.
time. I blocked off that kind of time. It was my annual wellness visit, my very first visit. It was the best healthcare experience I had ever had.
Yeah, I talked to a member the other day, probably a couple of weeks ago, and she said, my first appointment was over 2 hours. Now, and she said, I have a lot of issues going on, but imagine trying to take care of all of those things in the normal system, you know, in your physical is 15, 20 minutes. And she said, I had 2 hours of uninterrupted time.
Yep.
The doc was never, you know, face down in a computer. She was sitting talking with me, taking notes, and we game planned my health. You know, that's game changing,
yep.
you know, for the patient. But what our members are starting to understand is the physicians love that. That's what they're called to do.
Yeah.
So you get to wake up and every day go do your calling, take care of people.
That's right. No, I just love it. So let's talk about a couple specific examples around businesses implementing the HipNation model with an innovative catastrophic plan.
Yeah. So we, you know, we're an Atlanta-based company, and we had a great opportunity to work with 10x5, which is a fantastic local company, digital marketing company, and helping companies scale. Great local company, saved over $80,000 mm-hmm. and with about 28 employees. And now every single employee is a concierge physician.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about money right back into the business to be able to go grow that business. We were just talking this morning about a company that we're doing a quote with a local church. Same thing. We're going to be able to save a local church that is serving their community, saving, you know, the estimate is around $8,000 or $10,000 on a staff of just 30 people. Yeah. You know, I think the staff is 20. And then by the time you put in all their family members, but $8,000 or $10,000 back into a church to be able to serve their community. And you're just by doing healthcare differently, engineering the system differently, they'll still have a major medical plan, catastrophic care and all those kind of things, but way better healthcare. No more copays with primary care. No more, you know, jumping through hoops for referrals for specialists. You just call your primary care doc. Let them be the quarterback of the care. So we're excited about what we're able to bring to the community for sure.
I mean, when I read about that case study for, I think it's 10X5 you mentioned, $80,000 savings. But the CEO said we can actually hire another person or two.
Right.
I mean, to help them. So you're actually helping them scale their business. That's their business model is to scaling other companies, but you're actually helping 10X5 scale.
Right. Right. Absolutely. We talked to a medical practice, very similar, similar scenario with, you have to start to figure out, you know, can you keep up with that escalation of a double digit increase every year? Because you can't, you know, practices and businesses can't just go add to the cost of their service, then they become non-competitive in the market. Right. So you really are helping, you're helping a business owner become more competitive. They get to grow their business. You're helping employees thrive because now they have money back in their check every month, like getting a raise just by getting better health care.
Yeah. Now, even on my run yesterday, I thought of my savings because literally with HipNation, and then the catastrophic wrap that I have around it, I am saving $6,000 a year as an individual with a healthy wife. I mean, $6,000 a year. That's a lot of money to the bottom line.
Absolutely.
And so when you do that now by a company, you really start to help small businesses. I mean, in businesses of all sizes, I don't care. I mean, I think you guys go up to 1,000 employees now.
Right. Right.
You know, you're helping businesses that large and can help businesses that large. But I'm just thinking about every individual. First of all self-employed people.
Right.
I mean, that's $6,000 a year is a lot of money to me and my bottom line of my business, because I'm self-employed. But then, I mean, every real estate agent, I know that you guys have a great relationship with the Atlanta Realtors Association and the Atlanta Commercial Board of Realtors and other associations to help all those self-employed people. But then, so those are all miniature, you know, quote unquote, small businesses as individuals.
Sure.
But then also, you know, businesses of 3 employees, 10 employees, churches you mentioned. I mean, obviously, churches are near and dear to my heart and your heart.
Right.
But then also, you know, watching them, you know, be able to save $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a year just because they have to go raise that money traditionally in a church setting.
Right. Right.
So
dollars right back into a church to serve the community, into a business to be able to grow their business, which makes a huge impact on the community. You know, business is local and communities are local. And when you put those dollars back into the community, you really are impacting so many different levels of the community.
Well, and what you mentioned when we were prepping for the show, that you literally are giving a healthcare strategy to organizations. Now, 99% of organizations, their healthcare strategy is they're praying that they don't get a double digit increase like they've been getting.
Right.
They're praying they just get a 8% or a 5% increase.
Right.
You know, however, you walk in there and you can, in most cases, lower sometimes 5, 10, 15%, 20% in some cases, their annual healthcare costs.
Yeah, it finally becomes a strategy. We met with a business owner that said, you know, I feel like I spend 6 or 8 weeks every year of my entire year. So two months out of a year trying to go through open enrollment, finding the best cost. You know, do we have to switch this year? Do we have to not switch? That's not a strategy.
Right.
That's very reactionary.
Yes.
So we really come in and partner. We bring our physicians on site to get to meet with a business owner so they get to hear from a physician. What does this look like for your employees? That's a radical change from the system. And so now they really do have a strategy instead of saying, okay, well, gosh, I'm thankful for a 6% increase
exactly.
this year. You know, where else on your P&L are you thankful for an expense only increasing 6%?
Yeah,
so we really try to help them have a strategy to not only manage their costs and their care this year, but say, let's look at 10 years down the road where your costs really could be. And then let's look at the flip side of that. If you're only at 6% a year in 10 years, you've doubled that line item on your P&L. That's a drastic change to that business. And I think a lot of business owners are so into the day-to-day, they don't think about 10 years down the road at 8 or 10% increase every year. Yeah. That business will not be viable.
Nope.
You know.
You're right. One last question. I know that Herman Cain, you know, saw your model a couple of years ago, got behind you, said that it was the best solution that he had seen in 30 years. Why do you think that?
Well, it was a fantastic conversation. Herman's been around for 30 years looking at healthcare. That's kind of where he came onto the scene. And what we just said, he understands the local impact of dollars back into the economy. And so when we were talking about $40,000-$50,000 of a savings on a small business in an economy. That was his thought. He said, you know, what if you had 40 or 50 businesses in Gwinnett County saving $40,000? He said, that's transformational to that community, wherever you are. And so that's where he really got on understanding that. Obviously, he had some health challenges himself and understood having a concierge level physician and how that would impact healthcare. So he understood it from both the healthcare side and the business sides, very astute on the business side, and understood you save that kind of dollars and put it back in the community. And you give physicians a better place to practice.
Yeah.
And you give the patients a better place to be taken care of. It's transformational.
Yeah. And you guys have what? 25 plus primary care providers supporting your network, 250 specialists.
You know what I love to say right now? We just signed up two more docs last week that we're starting. So we'll be at 30 Metro Atlanta physicians in about the next 3-4 weeks as soon as those two. So we have 28 around Metro Atlanta. Athens opens May 1, so we're very excited about Dr. Bond in Athens and in conversations in Savannah as well in Birmingham, Alabama. So there's a lot of appetite for better health care and savings for businesses.
And individuals.
And individuals.
Yep. And families, for sure. And
family, individuals and families.
That's when I first found you as an individual. Love it. I truly appreciate, Will, you joining the show as always.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to have you back. I want you and Dr. Hill back on a regular basis to talk about what you guys are achieving and how you're helping everybody out there.
I'd love it.
And truly, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. And thank you to everyone for joining us today. And please tune in weekdays at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific to hear our latest shows. As always, you can track me on Twitter at HIT Advisor and use the hashtag ThisJustInRadio so we can respond to your comments from the show. If you miss any of this episode or want to hear more, all of my shows are always posted at Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Google Play, and TuneIn. Also, you can check out some of the updates that we've launched at justinbarnes.com. Thanks, everyone, and have a terrific week.